Deuteronomy chapter 2, God said, you've been going around in circles in these hills long enough. For someone this morning, God is saying to you, you've been going around in these circles in these hills long enough. Go north. Go forward. And then he said, command the people. You're about to cut through the land belonging to your relatives. He was talking to the people of Israel that they'd come out. You know what tells me to cut through? It means God's going to start cutting straight through. He's not going to go the normal route. He's going to go straight there. God is a spirit which just cuts through. But this morning, someone has to get that spirit where God said, you've been going around in circles for too long. That's why I say to you, he is your greatest cheerleader. It hasn't happened. Keep praying. It hasn't happened. Keep praying. Hasn't happened. Keep praying. Because 2019 just encountered an atmosphere shift. And we're preparing for an atmosphere shift in every situation that comes into our life. But I want to share something that I feel we have to do. This time next week, you'll be handed your 2019 fasting pack, where we'll be coming together as a church in all different ways, in all different manners, somehow. Pray that this is a collective thing, that you will be able to go and say, God, I'm creating an atmosphere shift. But as I began to prepare, God showed me these scriptures. These are scriptures that you know. Matthew 19:26 says, but Jesus looked at them. These are his disciples. And he said to them, Jesus looked at them. Jesus is looking at you right now, at your situation, at your miracle. What is that that's in your heart right now? What is it? Well, I'm telling you, Jesus has got his eyes fixed on that. And he said to them, with man, yep, it is impossible. With man, it is impossible. Your financial breakthrough is impossible with man because your reliance is on a bank manager. Your reliance is on your wages. Your reliance is on not on everything else. But God says, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It's impossible for man. But if you give it to God, it then shifts into the possibility realm. Can someone give me a mighty amen? In your hands, it is impossible. It is impossible for you to receive the miracle you're desiring. But if you shift it into the presence of your God, as you shift it into the makeshift of his own authority, you then go, what was impossible now becomes possible because God has given me clarification on it. Can someone give me a mighty amen? He said, you don't get it. It is impossible. But you know why it's impossible? Because I don't have it yet. Because I don't have it yet. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. These are all scriptures you know. It says, I can do all things. But read the next word for me. I can do all things. I can do all things. But it's got to come through Christ, who's the only one who's going to give me strength. How do you go through another turmoil? How do you go through another storm? I can go through it because this time I'm going through it with Christ on my side. There is going to be storms and valleys and challenges in 2019. They are. Because let me tell you here, church, they are the things that keep you fighting. They're the things that keep you on your knees. They're the things that tell you that God is sovereign. But every time you are going through, I'm telling you, victory flags are waiting for you to hold. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Our job in 2019, in this church, in our worship, in our households, in our marriages, is to create an atmosphere for God to fulfill the impossibilities. Can someone give me a mighty amen? That is our one job, is to create a moment, create an atmosphere where God fulfill your miracles here. I have a body that is breaking down. This is a place for you to fulfill your healing power. I have a bank account that is empty and broken. This is your atmosphere to God to change it right here, right now. Our one job in this church is that every Sunday we come here and we create an atmosphere for the supernatural to move. You know, we have had many times prophesied in this house that we will see the supernatural happen. And I can say we've seen it, touches of it, glimpses of it, but not the way I think God wants us to step into. I think we have not seen its fulfillment. But you know what? That's why this song had to come into play for us. Because we need to shift the atmosphere, to have an expectancy for the supernatural to fulfill. And every Sunday, when we come and fill this church up, when we come and fill it, we're going to come in these doors and we're going to fill it with our issues. We're going to fill it with our struggles. We're going to fill it with our burdens. We're going to fill it. But when it comes into this house, it then encounters the atmosphere supernatural shift. And we don't pick it up and take it back out. It stays in this house at the altar. And when we walk out with a spirit of atmosphere shift in our life. Christianity is not about twisting God's arm. Christianity is not convincing him. It's not about if I'm good enough or maybe God will if only he wants. Christianity is about knowing him. He said, with God, all things are possible. He said, through Christ, you can do all things. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Let me tell you right here, right now, we need to have God in it. He cannot, he will not have it unless he's included. He cannot do it unless he's included. This is not about twisting God's arm. This is about having God in it. When Moses said to God at the burning bush, but who am I? God didn't address that. God didn't address, well, Moses, you know I've used you before. He completely ignored that statement. Moses said, but who am I to go to Pharaoh? Who am I to do this thing that you've said? And God says, it's got nothing to do with you. It's who I am. He said, you tell them who I am. You tell them who I am. I am. He said, Moses, this has got nothing to do with you. You're just the vessel that's going to go set my people free. He never addressed Moses' issues. He said, just know who I am. But God, I've got all these reports that are coming against me. I know what the papers say. I've seen the failure report. I've seen everything that they've said. Yeah. But 2019 has encountered an atmosphere shift with God. Create room for God to move in 2019 and begin to expect the impossible to happen. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, where the angel said, for with God, nothing will be impossible. That statement came after the most craziest story known to mankind, where an angel went to a virgin and said, guess what, virgin? You're about to conceive. That's crazy. She was ridiculously stunned. How can that be? She said. But what happened is what she said next is what allowed that story to change humanity. Even though as crazy as that felt, as crazy as that seemed, when this angel came and said that to her, she said, as your will be done. She came into an agreement with what the angel had spoken, and she said, so it be. So this year, you need to come into a place of agreement. You need to align yourself with the truth of God. You need to know what God says. In your fasting pack next week, I will show you. There is a complete area where you need to be real and say, this is what I feel, but this is what the truth of God says. We need to bring the truth of God to the forefront, because with the truth of God, all things are possible. All things are possible. But you need to come into agreement. Well, so whatever happened in 2018 to pull you down, to pull you back, whatever fear, insecurity, disappointment, past mistake, whatever failure, whatever doubt, depression has happened, it's gone. It's gone. It's done. Because 2019 holds the capacity to break everything. That's what your 2019 has the capacity to do, to break every stronghold, to break everything that the enemy has. Every assignment that's coming towards us this year, let it disintegrate the closer it comes to the fire of God in your life. Let it feel the tension of a burning spirit as it comes. There is nothing that God cannot do with you and through you for 2019. This is your year to hold your miracle. This is the year of what felt impossible to now be possible. They felt that God had forgotten, but right now is in very much alignment. The enemy wants to keep dragging you to the same hurts, to the same burdens, to the same brokenness that you had in 2018. But you need to tell him, you can have it. It's all yours. Knock yourself out with it. But when you show up and present yourself again in 2019, what you will be aware of is there's been an atmosphere shift in my world. Because what I haven't done before, I will make sure I do it this year. I will do things with Christ, because it is impossible for me to see it. But with Christ, I will see it. With God, you will see it. But he has to be included. He has to be at the center of it. Can I get you to bring back that dream and desire of your heart? Become aware of what the enemy has done. You can have everything that I faced in 2019. But in my 2019, you have to become aware. You're on my territory now. You're on God's territory now. And it's going to be fully occupied by the Spirit of God. Because the impossible has been shifted into my world. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. I'll just read this. I'm going to probably speak on it more next week. But over our church, I felt this is the psalm for us, 125. Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but they will endure forever. Do you know what that means for ICC? It's your testimony that will endure forever. I'm telling you, if you are part of this house, if you commit 2019 to do it alongside and in agreement and with us as a church, your testimony will endure. Not because of this church, but because of God spoken over our house, that your testimony will endure through all things. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord will surround his people now and forevermore. But for those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Can I tell you what Mount Zion means? It means something that cannot be moved, something that cannot be defeated, something that is unshakable, unmovable. It is called Zion. Nothing can move it back. It is solid. It is a rock foundation that everyone can depend on. That is what Zion is. And when I intercede for the church, those who trust in the Lord, I change it. For ICC who trust in the Lord, we will be secure as Mount Zion. We will be unmoved, undefeated, unshakable, mighty as Zion is. We cannot be moved. We are a rock, a solid foundation that everybody can depend on. We got a word a couple of months ago saying that the vision that was set in this house through our senior pastor has not fully come to fulfillment, but it is still enlarging in this spirit. How exciting is that, that we're going to step into an amazing year this year? Don't give up. If you have not seen it, but Pastor Marla, I've been giving this to God, then keep giving it to God. Because every time you give it to God, you're one step closer to seeing it through. Because God has not spoken anything He is incapable of fulfilling. But He's given me some crazy things. Yep, He's fully capable of fulfilling it. But it seems really out. It's capable. He is completely capable of fulfilling it. Then can I be radical enough that if we haven't seen it, maybe because God's not at the center of it, and therefore He cannot. And let me tell you then, therefore it is fully only in the capability of mankind. And unfortunately, it is under the banner of impossibility. While it is in the hands of mankind, it comes under the banner of impossibility. But how does it take out of their hands? You have to shift it. And just like Jensen said in that church news, he said, how you set your day, how you set your year, how you make the standard, how you make the standard. God's made a standard. God said, I shall supply all your needs. God says, I will supply it. God made His standard. I will be your deliverer. I will be your protector. I will be your provider. He set His standard. You and I need to set the standard now of where the enemy is going to come. 2019 will be nothing different than a clock ticking over and us doing another 52 weeks together. Or it can be the most radical year we have ever lived through. And God is well capable of us to see the extraordinarily immeasurable things that God wants to do. Those who trust in the Lord are secure as Zion. They are secure as Mount Zion. God says, if you trust me, you can't be defeated. The enemy can't take you back to last year's issues. This year, you can break that generational stronghold. This year, you can step into the reason that you are still alive. This year, you are going to be free from that burden. This year, you are going to see your miracle come to pass. In Jesus' name. Can someone come into an agreement? Amen. Come into an alignment. Can I ask you, for the final hours of this day, would you make a moment where you get before God again, before the day is over, and bring things back into alignment with God? Because I want you to come to church next Sunday when you pick up that fasting pack. I want you to know exactly what's coming into alignment. This week, hopefully you'll start to prepare for your fast. So for all those who are coffee addicted people, not talking to me, does that mean we don't have the cafe open? We can do fruit juices, smoothies. For those who are not fasting from caffeine, you must stay outside, and everybody who else can stay inside. Just start to prepare your body, your environment. Start to tell. So for the next 21 days, go through your diary and block sections out where you'll just go, this is between me and God. This is where I'm going to have atmosphere shifts, where I'm going to get into the Word. This week, start to remove things that are temptations and things that keep distractions. You know, the spirit of distraction is huge. Who knows that they hear a phone and everyone's, oh, whose phone was that? Whose phone? That's how quick the spirit of distraction is. So start to eliminate those things. If we want 2019 to be a year where we see the impossibilities of Christ if we see the greatest seasons shift in our life, then we need to get ready and be intentional. Be intentional. Be intentional. If you are going to fast with certain foods, start to remove some of those things this week so then your body doesn't go into shock mode next week. Don't have the final supper where you eat everything that's in your house. But begin to invite your friends over every day this week to empty out your house of all the junk food that's there. So everyone's going to have all these networking things. They go to my house, come on, I got junk food to get rid of. But start to do it. Say, teach your family over the next 21 days, this household will be going through a fast. When we work, the girls know there's a lot of chocolate in this church during the week. But during the 21-day fast, people know we're on a fast, so they don't bring any in the house. If they do, we ask them to take it away, because I don't need that temptation. Of all the things I need to, that is not one thing we need to face. But just say to the enemy, you don't get this. I'm going to go again with God. I'm going to sit this down in my fasting again, because my God is extravagant. You know, Bethany and Bruce, Bethany can testify her testimony. What she had on her fast last year is definitely not on her fast this year, amen? She's living out of fulfillment. Well, that was quite obvious, but we fasted together because she'd gone through a very hard thing last year, and we stood together in her fasting and we believed that God would bring the most amazing man in her life, and it came in the form of Bruce, who's a gorgeous guy. That is your testimony. You might be one fast away from your miracle being answered. I've seen people fast for children and then the very next year bring their children to the presence of God. You don't get that God is fighting for you to see this miracle. Your greatest year has just begun. Your greatest year has just begun. Let's all stand to our feet. I'm sorry I've gone over time, but so over the next few hours before you close this Sunday, I want you to become aware on the brink of what statistics says will be the worst day of the year. We stand and so we serve an amazing God, a phenomenal God. But nothing's changed for you, Mirella. Nothing's moving. Actually, things maybe got a little bit worse for you. Yeah, but that's okay, because God is with me. And He can and will do all things. I haven't seen the miracle yet. I will see the miracle. That is going to happen. It's a guarantee. There is nothing on this earth that will give you a guarantee like that. Nothing. Nothing will give you that guarantee. God says, I am with you. But the job has to start with you and I. You and I have to come into an agreement. You and I have to align ourselves with the truth of God. You and I have to know what we're going to do. So as you prepare, decide now, what kind of fast am I going to do? What kind of, am I going to reduce food? Am I going to reduce sweets? Am I going to reduce? There's different ways. Next week you'll have a table out there explaining all different kinds of fasts that you can do, participate in. There's different ways. Some of you eat your heart out, but get off that technology. Amen? Learn how to shut down Facebook. Log out. It won't deactivate. It won't disintegrate, whatever. It won't blow up in your face if you log out for 21 days. I've seen a lot of Christian friends actually put up a post switching off for 21 days. So they're well aware. So why don't you put up a post? Get around. Look at it for the next. Find all the posts you can find. Put it up. Let the people know. This house is about to have an atmosphere shift for 2019. And so I'm going to prepare. So this week I want you to start to say, God, this is what I'm preparing for. I will see the hand of God.